When I was a little boy, it was around this time of the year, maybe a month or so earlier, but the leaves were changing to their gold and reds and, you know, just the gorgeous color of that. And the leaves were beginning to fall, and the sky was getting a little more gray than it usually was. The weather was getting colder, and it had that kind of feeling of, I remember as a little boy going, man, this is kind of sad. You know, he's dying and looks dreary. And I remember sharing that with my mother. And I remember her saying this to me. And she says, you know, George, the leaves are green through the summer and they're gorgeous as they flow in the breeze and the wind. But you know what? The fullness of a leaf are those colors. That a leaf is meant to become these rich colors. This is the end of what they're meant to do in their existence. And when they do that and they're finished, they let go of the tree, and they fall ever so gently to the ground. It was almost like poetry that my mother shared with me, and that image has always stuck with me. Because so often, when we think of something, when we use the word the end of something, so often it means destruction, stopping. Do you know what I mean by the word end? But what I picked up from that image that my mother gave me as a young child is that there's also this sense that the end is also another meaning for that is something reaches its fullness. Something reaches what it was meant to become in its existence. And the great theologian who I've oftentimes referred to, Teilhard de Chardin, who is a priest and a paleontologist, and a theologian, speaks in that way of all of creation. He uses the phrase, all of creation moving towards its omega point, moving towards its end, meaning moving towards its fullness, moving towards what it is meant to become. And that always spoke to me. Maybe it registered in my mind with what my mother had said as a child. But that idea of moving towards fullness, moving towards what is meant to be, that to me is a much richer sense of the end. There are some folks in the Christian tradition who oftentimes will talk about the end time, the great apocalypse, the great end of things being destroyed, and this kind of violent image. And I got to be honest with you, I just don't get that. And you can look in Scripture and find references that you can use to interpret that, but my sense is that creation and the beauty of creation in Genesis is moving towards its fullness. And that we move towards that. And we are part of that. All of creation moves. We move with it in our own personal lives, in our society, our culture, our times. We try to move towards that fullness. Now, we sometimes get in the way of that. A lot of times we get in the way of that. Sometimes we get into a phase where we think to ourselves, you know, life's pretty good the way it is. I'm just going to protect what I have here. I'm not going to be part of this moving towards something greater or something bigger or something more full. And we can get in the way. That's what the great prophets are doing in the Scriptures. I believe that's what John the Baptist was doing, challenging people to not get in the way of that movement. You know, Bishop Curry calls it the Jesus movement. That we are moving towards something, moving towards our fulfillment and towards our hope. In a world of hopelessness, in a world sometimes of what seems like darkness, we try to live into the light. We try to live into hopefulness. And in many ways, that's what this season of Advent is about. I think we really cheat ourselves when we think that Advent is just these 4 weeks to get us ready for Christmas. Advent is really that and beyond. Advent is a season which invites us to look to the fullness of creation, the fullness of who we can become. In a sense, Advent is the Alpha looking towards the Omega. Teilhard de Chardin used that phrase, the Alpha and the Omega. That from whence we've come, Alpha, that to which we move to, Omega. And so we, in our liturgical cycle, stand here in the season of Alpha, the beginning of our new year. The church year begins with Advent. And as we begin, we're invited to look to the end, to remember that. And we'll certainly celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus. And throughout the year, we'll see his life and his teaching, his preaching and the Gospels. We'll hear that whole story as we're invited to move towards that fullness, to move towards the dream that God has for us. That's what this season, I think, is really about. And I like to, every year, I try to remind ourselves of that. It's a grand season. I even have said sometimes, I wish Advent, this may not make sense, I wish Advent came at a different time of the year. So we could really appreciate its fullness, because we just see, okay, one, two, three, four, Christmas. But it's more than that. It's more, and it is that, but it's more than that. And so we gather in our world. We light candles, and we try to proclaim that light. And you know, I'm reminded of the story I think I've shared a few years ago. But it's somebody who back in the 1960s. Was protesting war and violence. And each night he would sit in front of the White House in Washington all alone with a lighted candle for a few hours each night and a sign that said, you know, no, stop the war, no violence. Every night he sat there. And someone went up to him one time and said to him, why are you doing this? He said, hoping to stop war and end the violence. And he said, do you really think that by sitting here with this lighted candle that you're going to stop war and violence and change the world? And the man responded, oh, I don't sit here to change the world. I sit here with this lighted candle so the world does not change me. And so we gather during this season of Advent, despite all that is around us, in our world, in our country, in our lives, in our families, we light the candles. We light the candles to remind us who we are, to remind us of the fullness of life that we're called to. And we begin again during this season of Advent. So let us go forth this day, continuing and reminding ourselves we're called to the fullness of life shown to us in Jesus, who shows us what that life looks like. And we try to live as Jesus lived.